This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Last time, we considered a statement, which I read recently in a pamphlet, to the effect that a sinner is justified before God by faith alone, before and without any acts of obedience. And we pointed out that some of the statements, or some of the implications that were involved in the statement, were as follows. First, that salvation is by faith only, that faith is the one and only condition of salvation. Secondly, that the act of being baptized in obedience to Christ has nothing whatever to do with salvation, that one is saved before and without being baptized, and is baptized because of remission of sins. That is, the claim is made in the pamphlet that one is to be baptized because he has already received remission of sins. Now, to prove these two doctrines false will be the main burden of our study for the next few moments. In our study, effort will be made to set forth a clear refutation of the theory that sinners are saved the very moment they believe, and scriptural proof of the essentiality of being baptized in water for the forgiveness of sin, and that believers are actually commanded to be baptized unto the remission of sins, and other passages which will go in detail to look at various things that show that baptism stands between the penitent believer and these various blessings. But before we look at those passages, I want to note a number of basic errors which are made by those who espouse the theory of salvation by faith alone. First of all, they fail to understand that passages which state that men are saved by faith refer to a living faith, that is, faith with works. Those passages do not refer to faith without works. In James chapter 2, verse 24, beginning, the Bible says, "You see that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only." Now, I'm perfectly aware of the fact that some people hold that this has reference only to faith after one becomes a child of God. But there is absolutely no ground for so holding. This reference is to faith, to any faith. Whether one has faith before he becomes a Christian or faith after he becomes a Christian, if that faith does not lead to acts of obedience, in obedience to Christ, then his faith is dead. But if his faith leads him to obey the Lord, then his faith is living. A second mistake made by those who hold that we are saved the very moment we believe is that they fail to understand that under the new covenant, when reference is made to a saved believer, it is to a baptized believer. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 16, Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned." Now note the simple subject of this sentence in our English versions is "he." And the principal statement, that is the principal verb in the sentence, is "shall be saved." That's a simple future passive indicative. But now, is the Lord saying that just any and every he shall be saved? Not at all. There is a restrictive clause which modifies the simple subject he, and that restrictive clause is "that believeth and is baptized." Suppose this radio station were to make this offer: "He that believeth and is baptized shall receive a new Cadillac." Now, could just any and everybody come by and claim the Cadillac without obeying the conditions that were stipulated by the station? Absolutely not. The only ground upon which you could claim it would be that you had met the conditions which had been stipulated. In that case, that you had both believed what they said and had been immersed in water. As a matter of fact, the aorist participles in which we find both believe and baptized absolutely preclude that the action could follow the action of the main verb. In other words, that means that neither belief nor baptism can follow the act of being saved. But our time is gone for today, and next time we'll continue our study of this very important point.